92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Data from the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism indicates that alcohol consumption in America has continued to rise over the last 20 years. But research from the National Institute on Drug Abuse indicates that lifetime drinking, past year drinking, and past month drinking among young people has been on a significant decline for the last 25 years. What that primarily means is that Generation Z, and even millennials, are the most sober generation we've had for many years. They just don't seem to be interested in alcohol. Or maybe they're just living on tighter budgets than we did at their age, so they recognize they simply can't afford the luxury of alcohol in their lives. I mean, look at what has happened in their lives. Recession when they graduated college, pandemic at the age of independence, corporate staff reductions and AI layoffs when they should be launching their career, and a housing cost explosion when they should have been buying homes, and now they're working two or three jobs just to pay their bills. Or it also could be that they're spending their money on legalized marijuana products instead, because these days there's more cannabis stores in every town than any other type of business. There's not really much difference between being drunk or being high. Maybe they prefer getting high over being drunk. Who could say?
Roll Home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.